the rest of the story. Rudy Chelminski lay in the darkened hotel room, trying to forget the cold. Oh, yes, sometimes even in the best hotels, they burn a room service entree, or they blow a furnace, and the hotel in which Rudy was currently booked was among the most exclusive and extraordinary anywhere. It just happened to be located in Sweden, a nation not renowned for its balmy evenings. And so it happened that with the heat most definitely not on, Rudy lay in the high-priced gloom, contemplating yet another blanket or perhaps an additional layer of clothing to expedite his intended voyage to dreamland. It was in the midst of said contemplation that Rudy's mind wandered back to the reason he was here in the first place, to spend a day or two soaking up the significance of this remarkable establishment so that he, a professional writer, could review the experience for his magazine. There was no denying that architecturally the place was a masterpiece. Ordinarily, one does not require comfort of such art. After all, how homey might be the transport tunnel of St. Louis Gateway Arch or the tiny stone rooms of the Great Pyramid, whose accommodations are literally to die for. On the other hand, this particular architectural wonder, the one in which Rudy was staying, was not only now a hotel, but it was designated as a hotel, so might an efficient heating system be too much to ask? Next morning, Rudy, escorted by an English architect from Oxford, toured the facility. There were 60 rooms, several suites, 6,500 square feet of main floor, the writer was told. And yet, despite its comparatively diminutive size, the hotel typically hosts 8,000 visitors and several prestigious fashion shoots every year. Visions of the brilliant Swedish designer Yngve Bergqvist. The structure is dense, with load-bearing arches, carefully curving walls, many of which are translucent and glow seductively through the magic of hidden halogen lamps. The unique interiors are further enhanced by the sculptures of 20 internationally acclaimed artists. This particular type of architecture represents an extremely limited field. For in the past, although a few splendid palaces were similarly constructed, they were principally monumental, not meant to be inhabited. So why in such a fabulous and decidedly habitable edifice was the heat not turned on? Well, in fact, the heat's never turned on, because there can be no heating system in the first place. And that's why guests find themselves prepped in snowsuits and double boots for the privilege of staying there, as did writer Rudy Chelminski on the occasion of his excellent adventure. For you see, the astonishing lodging you've just visited along with him, situated marvelously 125 miles north of the Arctic Circle, is called Ice Hotel. Ice Hotel. Its rooms, suites, lobby, lounge, decorative art, even a chapel made, as its name implies, entirely of ice, all of which utterly melts each spring, only to be built over and over and over again. Now you know the rest of the story.